This is Everything Homes special segment. Stories needing sharing. Messages that matter from people you need to know about. Heroes, do-gooders, and purpose-driven patriots. Offering tips, solutions, inspiration, and entertainment. They truly are good people doing good business and good things. Here's your host, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content. Enjoy the show.
We got to bring another guest in. You'll love this girl. She is an absolute powerhouse, and she was there from the beginning of Patriot Street Fighter. The first event I ever went to was, or I should say that, yeah, it is an event. It was the first Reawaken America tour event, and that's where I met her. And she was like, trying to explain to me, Scott, like Mike Adams, and believe me, it's all flattery. Mike Adams, when I got there, he's like, Scott, you have no idea. He said, everybody keeps coming up to me. He said, you're the name they keep bringing up. I'm like, what? Really? He's like, yeah, dude, I'm telling you, you're like the Elvis of podcasting. I'm like, what are you talking about? Right? So I walked down the hall, got mobbed. You know, everywhere I got mobbed. I'm like, holy shit. What's wrong with these people? Michelle was there, and she was like trying to say, okay, Scott, you need some structure. You have no idea what's going on here. You don't know shit, actually, and you need to shut up for a minute and listen to what I have to say, because this is what you need to do to manage this. Anyway, she gave me some great advice. She's inevitably, I think, somewhere Michelle's going to be, if I can drag her away from everything she's working on and involved in and leading on. I don't know if I can at this point, but I want to drag her into Patriot Street Fighter somewhere to give some sanity to it. But let's bring in, I actually have to tell you a little more about Michelle. Let me tell you a little bit about, she's working on ban the voting machines in Arizona, and she's got an operation underway to bring this whole voting machine thing down. I caught a segment of her on Steve Bannon. And look, if you're making it to Steve Bannon and he wants to hear what you have to say, that tells you something. She has a wingspan, and we're going to talk about that. But I want to bring her so you can find her www.azsavesamerica.us, www.azsavesamerica.us. And before we all leave, I'm going to make sure that the audience gets to hear where they can find you as well, Jason. Follow your initiative. So let's bring in Michelle Swinnick, an absolute rock star in on the battlefield. Hey, lady, how are you? Good to see you again.
Gentlemen, good to see two handsome men. How to wind up my day. Thank you so much. This is going to be,
stop
it's gonna be
that
fun.
Bullshit. Stop that bullshit. You're just saying that because
nice
it's true.
Nice to meet you.
Anyways.
Nice to meet you too.
I can't be the only one without a hat.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. There you go. See, it's still 140 here in Arizona. So you get hat and makeup, and you get hair maybe like mid end of October. Then we'll go back to normal. It's too hot to get ready here still. But yeah, Scott, you mentioned our campaign, azsavesamerica.us. So do you want to prep up something else, or do you want me to just kind of give them the spiel on how the whole country can get involved to ban these machines?
I think that's important because there's a couple initiatives in the country out there right now that we're going to be focused on bringing messages, things that you're doing, things that Patrick Byrne's doing with One More Mission. There's other, we're going to need to sort of, what I want to do from my seat is projecting audience members to these functions and factions, because this is the only chance in our lifetime that we have to regain. There's not going to be a do-over. It's now. Yeah. They said it's every election I've ever heard. Mm-hmm. Most important election, et cetera, et cetera. They all say that. There's no saving America later, because there is no America later. It's now, right now, or never. It's gone. So anyways, let's jump right into what you're doing, where it is at this point, and how, you know, the force that's coming with it, and how people can, of course, align with you.
Yeah, it's not your typical email petition campaign that you normally see where they're like, sign my email petition. And most times a lot of the groups do it because they want to get donations or they want to grab email accounts. That's not what this is about. So after we put on a presentation here for the Patriots to watch the movie Selection Code. So first of all, if anyone hasn't seen the movie, it's Mike Lindell, it's Matt and Joy Thayer. They're at the Reawaken America events. Tina Peters is pretty much the star. And it goes through and explains what the machines is all about, because it is a selection process. It's like your vote is not what is actually being the deciding factor in who gets elected. And it's been like that literally since 2000, right? So the movie explains it. So you can go to frankspeech.com and watch it. It's on the homepage. It's only an hour. So I encourage you to watch it. And it will put a whole new perspective on your election system, right? Because you have to keep in mind that the entire election system is fundamentally designed to control the outcomes. I'm going to say that again. The entire election system is fundamentally designed to control the outcomes. That's it. And they all know about it. They're all in on it. They know. And if they don't know, how could you not know? It's 22 months of this. And there's been experts. There's been presentations. There's been facts. There's been movies, 2000 Mules, Selection Code, a whole bunch of other stuff. So they either they choose not to know, which means they know, they're following instructions, basically, at this point, right? Because keep in mind, most of the legislators, the board of supervisors who makes the decision on whether or not you have the machines in most states, most of them are Republicans. Okay, so do the math. You guys talk about this, Scott, on your show all the time. So after we did that, I just said, you know what? I'm not even in the election integrity. They say election integrity. I call it election fraud prevention because that's all it is you can't get more integrity. You can either have integrity or not, but you can prevent fraud. Okay, so it's election fraud prevention. So this is not even my wheelhouse, but I got to do something. So I contacted Christine Reagan for Act for America. And then I said, okay, how about we take Save My Freedom movement? We say Act for America, and let's do one of these email campaigns that you have. And the reason why it is so easy, it takes less than 2 minutes a day. 2 minutes a day. It's a one-click email campaign. You put in your information. It's going to send a letter, or an email rather, to 110 elected officials in Arizona. This is just for Arizona right now, but everybody in the country can do it because it's a numbers game. So it goes to, and I write this down because I can always never can remember all the different categories. So it goes to the county supervisors, it goes to the recorders, it goes to the election directors, and it goes to the sheriffs who should be arresting these people anyway and doing something about the fraud that's been committed all along, but they're not. Okay, that's fine. So we the people need to get off our rear ends, and we made it easy. It's less than 2 minutes. So you're going to click on that every day. So once you click on, you have to fill in your information because you have to be a real person. You're going to click a button. It's going to send an email to 110 of them, and it's going to tell them they need to ban the machines. And they cannot use the machines because you can have a machine, you can have a country, you cannot have both. That is it, right? That is it. So if anyone tells you differently, they have no clue what they're talking about, or they're lying. That's it. It is a black and white issue. So the next button you're going to click, it's going to sign. You're going to sign the petition. The next button you're going to click, you're going to have access to every single one of their phone numbers and a script so you can easily call them and tell them what you think about them and the machines. Try to be nice, okay? I know you want to say better things, but we still need them on our side in order to not have the machines. You click another button, it automatically connects to your Facebook account, and it has a post that's already ready to go so you can post on Facebook and you can post on Twitter. If you do that, what we're asking everyone to do is go to azsavesamerica.us, azsavesamerica.us, and do it once a day. Click on, fill it out, less than 2 minutes. The second time, everything's auto-populated, so it even takes you less, and tell 10 of your friends. And the reason why this has teeth, okay, because like I said, it's not your typical campaign that you see all the time. Jim O'Connor is a Arizona Corporations Commissioner, and he wrote a letter to those 110 people and said, based on what CISA has reported, based on the movie 2000 Mules, based on the movie Selection Code, based on the Moment of Truth Summit that Lindell spent 2 days bringing all these experts from all over the country, and all the rest of the information that I've been seeing for 22 months, you cannot use these machines. This is all fraud. You cannot have these. So you have somebody in an elected official who's in Arizona. I don't know how this works in other states, but in Arizona, the corporation commissioner is actually kind of a big deal, right? They have a lot of pull. What goes on? So he said this to his colleagues. Basically, you have to get rid of this. So now it's evolved from there because we said, you know, we got to get this thing into one, like, you know, little snowball. Now it's going to be an avalanche. So we have people that are going to the Board of Supervisors meetings this month and next month to tell them, hey, we've got, let's just say it's Pima County. We've got 30,000 signatures from Pima that say, no machines, guys, what are you doing about it? Why are you having the machines and going through everything? And then we actually have an event that just got finalized. That's gonna be this Saturday. We're working on to see if we can live stream it for everybody in the country. It's in person, and there's 15 experts that are coming in, either in person, video, or Zoom, that are gonna spend from 11:30 to 4 o'clock. I just got the flyer. This is all part of our stuff that we've been working on, right? And it is from October 1st, which is Saturday, from 12 o'clock to 4 o'clock there in Tempe. And it's going to have 15 speakers. I mean, the heavy hitters, Jovan Pulitzer is going to be there. You've got Clint Curtis, who's the guy who designed the algorithm. If you watch the Moment of Truth Summit, he designed the original algorithm in the machines in October of 2000. Listen to the date, October of 2000. How do you think little Georgie Bush got in there with those hanging chads? And that is after that, they actually then, that's when they passed the HABA Act in order to get, they gave the money and the incentives to the states to actually put the election machines on a warp speed to get them in there. And he did the algorithm, which was the 5149, which is where all this started with the algorithms to switch it. October 2000, the dates matter. So we've got 15 of those guys coming in to give a presentation because it's going to take yet one more event, one more presentation to try to get through to these guys who they all know that they should not have these machines. Now, the beauty is, so we've got teeth to it. We're bringing more ammo to it. We're bringing people to the meetings to it. So at this point, we're asking the American people all over the land to go once a day to do this. Tell 10 of your friends. It takes less than 2 minutes. That's all I'm asking, 2 minutes. Because if we have more numbers, we're at like 372,000 people signed so far, and we've done doing it for 2 weeks. It needs to be 3.7 million because you could do the whole country, and you could do it every day. Because if we got the numbers, then you can use that as ammunition when you tell these guys, hey, listen, now look at these numbers. That's how we do it, because we have the boots on the ground, the manpower, and the elected officials, the candidates. Kerry Lake's in support of it. Mark Fincham's in support of it. Liz Harris is in support of it. Other officials are in support of it. Other groups are now coming behind it. And we just need one county, just one county to cave at this point. And we use that as an example. So we're close. We're doing everything we can. I mean, this is the Hail Mary, guys. This is it. Again, because you cannot have machines and a country at the same time. And if you listen to Mike Lindell, who spent $40 million already trying to fight election fraud and bring people out of prison, you know, bring people out of jail. Like when you get Tina Peters, you get thrown in jail for doing your job. That's it. I mean, this is it. And when you say this is the most important election, I know you've heard it and you mentioned it. This literally is it, because of the forces of evil, the demonic forces that have now like literally taken over so much of our country. This machines, then forget it. That's it. Freedom. You want to save your freedom. This is it. You'll have no freedom after November 8th, if there's
I can attest to what you're saying too, because I was in Arizona. I was at the pit in Arizona with Greg Phillips, and a woman who I have to find the name. I'll send it over to Scott. The woman from New York, she runs an organization in New York. They actually showed us what you just said. They showed us the actual machines. They showed us the code. And Scott, I don't know if you know this. The code, when you put a vote in New York, the code literally reverses the vote to the Democrats.
Yeah. It's pre-designed. So the machines right now are already programmed to have the winner, right? So we go to the, there's two sets of books. So when you see the movie Selection Code, again, go to frankspeech.com. You can watch the movie Selection Code. That's what Tina Peters found, because when they came to wipe the machines, they made it some build back better, building whatever that they come up with, you know, these stupid names that really are the opposite of what they really mean. So when they came to do that, they said, you should back up your machines. So she was just doing what she was supposed to. And that's what they're trying to get her for, that she did her job. It's actually in the email and in the manuals. So when she backed up the machines, she realized there's literally two sets of books in the machine. Uh-huh. Which nobody has seen that there was these two sets of books. So she's literally sitting on the keys to the Dominion Kingdom with the information she has. That's why they are so doing whatever they can to not get her to get the hand count done and to get her thrown in jail or prison. Because if anybody sees that at the right level, it's over. She has this, wherever these files are that she has, you know, I'm sure they're secured somewhere. The Mott's is there. That's the Willy Wonka golden ticket. She has it. There's literally two sets of books. What you vote, and then what they decide is actually the results.
You know, by the way, Tina Peters, I do have to meet her. These people are badasses. So Michelle's asking for a call to action like this. Yeah, look at the price she's paying. Look at the price, like Simone Goals. Look at the money that Mike Lindell and Patrick Byrne, you know, these guys are spending fortunes out of their own their empires, basically, because they know they're at stake. So, folks, when Michelle's asking you to do these things, this isn't filler. And again, I don't have to tell my audiences, you know, the Tipping Point audience and the Patriot Street Fighter Nation, you know, they don't have to be cajoled. You ask them to do something to fight for the country, they do. That's why Operation Tomahawk has become this absolute way and this you know, our $2.5 billion a year partner on that. Never seen anything like this happen, because these people, they are war fighters, and they get busy. So I'm throwing like so much at them, but I'm saying, you know, guys, one more time. It's like one more time out, one more mission involved in these things. Because here's what you got to understand: the way this entire apparatus works against them is that it's always precedent. It's like a Supreme Court decision. It's precedent. You bring down just one county that says we are no longer allowing these voting machines. That's all you need, the precedent, because, and then the other counties, people that don't yet have the backbone, because, and I don't blame them, because all too often what ends up happening is one person steps forward alone all by themselves. They get run over by a tank. If you have 50,000 step up, that tank's not going nowhere, because the whole world is watching. They're not going to kill, you know, a lot of people, but that's what they need, setting situation. So the other people say, it's hell yeah, let's go. Just like these other countries, I talk about it all the time. Foreign leaders are worried about conflict spilling over over their borders into their countries. You think, what, this fight, like follow the country line and, oh my God, now they're in our country. No. Yeah. Their populations look and see how another nation's citizens are going against the criminal powers that are tyrants and brutal and freedom destroyers, and they see them taking them on and taking them out. They're like, you know what? That bullshit's going on here from our leaders. You know, let's go do the same thing that they did. Kick their ass. And then it spreads all over the world. That's happened here.
So funny. Yeah. No, you're totally spot on, because it, you know, you just, so you can be the best warrior in the world, but if you're standing there all by yourself, it's like you're basically standing in the middle of the street with your pants down. You're like, you know what? This is not going to work out well for you, but you got all your friends behind you. No one's going to come beat you up or make fun of you. So that's what we're asking for the American people to get behind it. And like you said, it's not yet another thing. We made it so easy. I made it so you don't even have to get out of bed and you can do it. Like literally. And then the second time you do this, it's 20 or 30 seconds because everything auto populates. But again, we're using the numbers and the actual petitions, and we know how many emails are going to be sent to which specific elected and selected elites in those counties. So we can go to them and say, here's the numbers. What are you doing? Why is that? So there is backup to it. And we have the people on the ground ready to go do that. And again, we have them go, they're having them people going to meetings. There's a meeting, I don't know which county it is tomorrow. Pinal, which is the one that's the county right next to Maricopa. I call it Mayor Corruption County because it is. So right next to Mayor Corruption County, which is the Phoenix area. So that's some of the Phoenix cities are right there. So that's on Wednesday. We've got a whole bunch of people going to that too. And then of course, this event that we just put together, that is now on Saturday. So if they end up doing as at a Zoom where people can tune in or a live stream, I will definitely get you that link so you can share it with your audience, because it should be a real reality wake-up call for anybody who isn't already there or needs a refresher or just wants to even hear more. So it's probably going to be some new stuff, some repeat things, because most of the people know the names that are on the list. Like Tina Peters is actually going to be part of it, since we mentioned her. And she's actually become a good friend since she's been on my show, episode 360, for anyone who wants to tune in. The other thing too, if you want to learn about this campaign, I've been talking about it on my show. I've been going on other shows to talk about it. I was just on the War Room talking about it, which was great. I got a little plug in there. I was, Bannon called me a firebrand. And I didn't know that until somebody texted me. They go, hey, did you know he called you a firebrand? I was like, did he really? Because it was the interview happened so fast. And I was like on such an adrenaline rush afterwards. You should have seen me when I went and did my show afterwards. I was like a rabid animal. Like I was like, oh my God, like this, who let this wild raccoon with a rabies out of the pen? Like it was just insane. But it happened to be, which was great, because the episode that I just did on Friday, episode 371, was I literally called out all of the Arizona rhinos, the state leadership, the county leadership, and our local leadership and our legislative district, because our first vice chair 3 weeks ago gave a speech that started off being like Liz Cheney. Then she even quoted Lincoln, and then she turned into Biden without the red lights and the Marines. And it was literally an out of control scene. Because as you said, that they're these rhinos, these establishment, they're coming after us grassroots because they don't want us. And they know that they're ready to, they're losing the power. So they are vicious here in Arizona, which they're pushing back on poor Jim O'Connor, who's got like a real job. He's like a real elected official. They wouldn't even let him have the meeting as part of the Arizona Corporations Commission. So we have to have it offsite at one of these theaters that we've rented out because they wouldn't allow it. So he doesn't even have support from his own people because, I know, they're scared, whatever, right? Like, have a set of Canucks people. The truckers did it in Canada, you know? So it's interesting. So it's there. And like Cheney, you saw Cheney. Cheney over the weekend said she all do whatever it takes in order for Carrie Lake not to become governor. I'm like, whoa. So, I mean, the gloves are off nationwide.
Yeah.
They're coming to get all of us. So you know what? We have to go get them first. And this is a way to do it. This is our chance to actually get it done. So you've got us to support and push all out there, but I need you guys to help out and do the numbers. Give us the numbers and we'll go do the rest. But you know, you can call too.
Well, I'm gonna let you in on a little secret. I'm gonna let you in on a little secret. You may not know this or may not be aware of it. But you don't have the capacity to be anything other than a firebrand. I don't know if you know that about your personality, but that's pretty much where it's landed. And it ain't moved probably your whole life. I'd love to talk to your parents just once and see what their thoughts are.
You know what?
On that
when you were well, little, I so. Would love, I would love to talk to them too, but they're no longer here, right? Apparently they had, God had other intentions for them way, way too soon. So, you know, at this point, people ask me, Michelle, do you care what happens? I said, no, the two people that matter the most aren't here. So what do I got to lose, guys? I think it's actually kind of giving me more incentive because I'm like, it doesn't matter. What if they kill you? I said, great. Then I don't have to pay any bills and I get to see my parents. So bring it, guys. Bring it.
Trust me. I'm pretty sure. I think they ran out of energy because you expired them with all of yours. They burned all up. But
sounds like Wonder Woman.
That's how she is since the day I met her. She came up and told me when I first met her, hey, here's how it is. I'm like, who are you? I'm Michelle Swinnick. Stop talking. Start listening. Right. I'm like, oh, shit. Okay. Right. Who is it?
Yeah, but it was awesome. Anyways, you didn't say I was crazy or you actually like talked to me and then called me back. And it's been a beautiful friendship since then. So thank you. Thank you, Scott McKay.
I'm very clear on one thing. I don't know much of anything. The right direction to help me go, and I'm easily led in that way. You know, the fact of the matter is, there are heroes out there all around the country. I mean, they're there. Mm-hmm. And Jason, I just had conversation today. I think it's Sheriff Rogers down, I believe, give him a shout out. He's Palm Beach County Sheriff Rogers. And this is a guy who is, he's a constitutional sheriff. He's aligned with Sheriff Mack. And I'm like, wow, you're in a, mm-hmm. And again, forgive me if I got the wrong county, but I think it's Palm Beach County. But you got Sheriff Rogers down there. It's one of us. And you're talking about deep behind enemy lines there. And, you know, and it's kind of like you're Florida, Jason, also, right? In Florida, are you?
Yep. Yep. In Florida. We're in Seminole County here. We have a good sheriff on our side. I'm forgetting his last name off the top of my head. But we have a couple around us where there's more work that needs to be done. I was going to ask Michelle. I'm like, you have this for Arizona. This needs to be duplicated in other states, I'm assuming.
Well, that's easily done. So Christine Reagan, who is running Act for America, which is Brigitte Gabriel's organization. So if you guys don't know who that is, okay, you want to talk freedom? She's the OG, as in the original gangster of the freedom movement. She started the group 20 years ago before we even thought that we might have a problem with freedom. And she's got like 20 fatwas on her head. Like everybody in the Middle East wants to kill her, right? So that's like, I'm like, okay, who's this lady? And she needs to be my friend. So anyway, the Act for America group, they will do it for anybody that in any state. That the reason why we haven't pushed it is because unless you got somebody there driving it or a group driving it or multiple people kind of pushing it where you're going to add those extra components that will matter, like perhaps you got somebody out there like a Jim O'Connor who is an elected official who's willing to put his neck on the line and go up against his colleagues and the narrative to say, hey, listen, no machines. It doesn't have as much teeth. And unless you have people out there that are going to go show up at the county board of supervisors and try to meet with them outside in not like a raving lunatic type of capacity, but like, you know, have meetings and schedule and maybe even have some lobbyists join in the mix, which we've actually got two of those now that we're working with to try to go from that angle, it's not going to have as much teeth. So, but if you've got those people out there, every single show I've been on, every single show that they've gone on, we've said, contact me, contact Act for America. And if you've got somebody like that, then they'll set one up from you. It'll just take a little bit of time. But unless you have the other components, you don't stand as much of a chance, right? So that's why they're not focusing in other states, because you've got to have some back to it. It's got, otherwise it's just another email campaign, another petition that's not followed up on. So that's why I'm saying this one has the most chance to make the most impact, to really get the machines to cave in. Because even in the episode that we both did together, it was me, Jim O'Connor, and Christine Reagan, episode 367, for anybody that wants to watch that. And that's everythinghomeaboutus.com. That's your Take Action menu. So you can see that. Scott's show is listed on our media page. He just doesn't even know it, because we just want to make sure that everybody knows the good shows, the good content, the good media, the good resources, right? All the great resources. We put them all in one place. That's the whole point of the Save My Freedom movement. So if you watch that, he even said, and he's an elected official. He's been playing the game here in Arizona for 16 years. He's been in other capacities too, even as a chair of our legislative district here. And he even said, you put enough pressure on these guys, they'll cave like a cheap suit. And that's coming from him. And it's not from anybody who's done it years ago, and it's not in it. He's on the battlefield now. He said, that's what it's going to take, guys. Just keep putting the pressure on them. Keep sending these, clicking the buttons, sending the campaigns, doing the posts on Facebook. They all cave in. So that's why I'm encouraged that we have a chance with this one.
One of the most important truths people have to understand, and you can attest to this, Jason, is that at the end of the day, the leadership in the power structure from the top down are cowards. And I don't say that, you know, I don't say these people are cowards clear to the school board. How do I know? Look at Vail, Arizona last year. We started away on this show in 2020. I started saying, look, folks, go after the lowest level of the power structure, weaken the foundation. It collapsed under its own weight. The school board, the dumbest people in America sit on school boards. Mm-hmm. It's insane. Now, I'm not saying they're all dumb. I got a nephew. It's a really smart guy. I mean, he's a credible athlete, a banker, smart guy. He's on a school board. They're the good people on a school board. But you'll find the dumbest people in America on school boards that are coming out this insane shit. When you show up like they did in Vail, Arizona, what do? These people not only left, ran away, they resigned their positions and got the hell out of Dodge so the parents could then vote in a new school board right there, kill the mask mandate. All these people, look, it's not like our side. Jason will stand his ground to the death for the future of his kids and 50 generations. We will stand to our death. Because that's called conviction. These people, all they have is corruption. That's all they know. Oh, yeah. It's part of their soul. That's why they're in these positions of power. But that one simple reality is you bring the heat. These people always back up. Anyways, you've seen in your time, Jason.
No, it's the same thing. I call it low frequency. Most of them are all criminals anyway. They've done things. They've taken money from places they shouldn't have taken, especially pharmaceuticals. And they are terrified that the corruption is found. They're terrified. So I always tell people, wherever you're going, always look these people up and kind of dig as much as you can. Obviously, go after the money, because I guarantee you there's either questionable things there or there's outright crimes, one of the two. And when you go into it with that information, these people will, you don't even have to fight them. This is why you don't even have to get physical, because it's literally, it's a simple expose it, and these people will run for terror because they already know the criminals love getting caught. They always get caught by the cops. They always get caught by the authorities. You have to become the authority. And honestly, meeting Michelle for the first time tonight, by the way, you're welcome on my show anytime to talk about this stuff. But
These mama bears, you're welcome to come on mine. So this is a great exchange.
These mama bears, because they're so truthful. She's so ethical. Like, you can hear this truth pouring from her. Mm-hmm. These people will never go to bat against her ultimately, because she's the mama bear. She's the one that's in protection mode. These people, they can't hold up to Michelle. Like, they will just crumble. And again, start crumbling that base and those people at the top. These people at the top are supposed to be all big and scary. They're not big and scary. They're actually terrified. That's why they put the layers in between, because they don't want to be exposed. And that's exactly what she and you are doing.
Well, and it's funny that you mentioned
they don't want to be confronted. That's the whole problem. They don't want to, ever wants to confront them, because they don't understand that they're chicken shit cowards. When you confront them, you're right, they insulate themselves. Look, here's how bad it is. And these are typically rhinos. The only thing worse, there's one thing worse than a socialist Democrat. In fact, these people are even worse than scumbags, milquetoast pussies, trolls, and chills on YouTube. Is a rhino. That's awesome. The only thing that's worse is a rhino.
Yeah. Oh, I agree.
Sorry. You're killing Michelle.
No, no, I love, well, no, I just, you know, it's, I say that stuff, but it's just nice to hear somebody else say it. And I love when he says that kind of stuff. It's cool. But it's, I'm glad that you mentioned that, because when I did my show on Friday, and I exposed the speech that she did, I played it on the air and I had the subtitles, John, and I had the entire speech transcribed. And I made it public so everyone could hear it. And I narrate and I commented on it. And then I called out leadership in the state and in the county. And I actually read off the names. So, I mean, but I did it in a way where I just used their own words against them of everything that they've been saying and doing, because they're coming after the grassroots. And I haven't gotten any backlash. So, and I'm not really checking social media because I just don't have the time. So I have people out there because we were waiting. Like, we were like, all right, what, who's going to say what? And everyone's like, we're not hearing anything. Like, all they're hearing is positive comments. Like, I can't believe she did this. Thank you for telling us. We want to hear more and all that kind of stuff. Support. And then basically knowing who they're up against in the whole state, right? Because it's this leadership. It's Rhino leadership, regardless if they say they're America First, they're not. If they say they're grassroots, they're not. They're not, because they haven't done anything. And we pointed out the things that they have not done, and the things that they did didn't match the stuff that they should not be doing or should be doing. And that's when the grassroots have stepped in, because we're filling the void of the work that they're not doing, because they're strategically not doing it. And it's coming from, and I can tell you this and I can prove it, it's coming from the top of the GOP, like Rana and friends, because I have a Patriot Leaders Call that I do on Tuesdays with people all over the country. And keep in mind, people, the definition of a leader is someone who's willing to show up. That's it. And if you could bring some friends, that's awesome. So if you're willing to show up, you're a leader. So you don't need a whole bunch of friends with you. You don't even need one friend, because you're going to find new friends when you start showing up. You're going to find amazing people that are going to be your best friends, which is probably most of the people that are on this platform. So they come on the calls on Tuesday. And when we started doing these calls in May, they were telling us war stories, because we were trying to figure out what are we going to get out of this call? What should we be doing? So everybody was telling their war stories about how the GOP is like literally up their asses, and like they're worse than the Democrats. They're like, that's the people that we're fighting against. And it was interesting, because you've got people in state level, you got them in county level, you got precinct committee man, you got people in groups all over the country. And the stories in all of the places was exactly the same. The tactics were exactly the same. And even the language was the same that they were using, which wasn't typical language, right? Because you had to even hear it somewhere else. Someone had to hand you something, because so I'm like, and these guys don't know each other. And like most of the people on the call didn't know each other. I'm like, there's no way they could be repeating the same stories unless it's coming as a playbook from the top down. And they then said, we're dispatching this at this time now, because it's close to the primaries, and so we're going to do it through the primaries. And then when this Nancy Ordowski, who is our first LD chair, gave that Biden speech, it was a week after Biden. And it was just about the same time where they started to come pretty hard on the candidates, where they said, we're not giving money to a lot of the candidates here in Arizona that are running for positions. And they started kicking people out of leadership positions, like Coy Griffin got kicked out of office. That's Cowboys for Trump, right? Because he was part of January 6th. There was other people that were across the country that you started seeing articles where they got kicked out of being precinct committeemen. Tracy Beans stepped down from her executive committee position in South Carolina because they were putting so much pressure on her. And keep in mind, they burned her house down like last year. Remember when they did that? She had a house, came home, the house is burned down because she's reporting information. So they were, and there's a lot more stories. Those are just ones that jump out at me. So this all happened within a week of each other. So you don't think that's planned? You don't think that's planned? And now they're coming after in different capacities. I mean, look at Cheney. That wasn't just much. So they have a plan. They have a strategy. They're implementing it now. So this is, like I said, this is our chance. I just kind of want to throw all that out there, because this is what the American people, the people who are out there getting on the battlefield, if they haven't gotten it yet, that's the world you live in. So once you know who the players that you're fighting against and the enemy is, then you can actually go ahead and have the right strategies and tactics to win it. Because you can't do that if you think the GOP is your friend. And you got to give them money. That's the worst thing you do, is give them a dollar. Don't give them your time. You don't want to do that. You can't do that. $300 million, that's what they raised for election integrity. And where's that money, Rana? Where's that?
Yeah, exactly. Look, the fact of the matter is, the only two-party system that exists in the United States today is them and us, them and we the people. Mm-hmm. Russell J. Gold told me this, that when he captured a Title IV flag, and that's another whole discussion we're going to have at some point here, but this should have been done already, but an onslaught of stuff come at me in the last 5 months. I haven't been able to get connected with him other than one or two times to do a project. But when he of course nullified all the governments and contracts going back 500 years plus with the quantum grammar system, and recognized, of course, by the Pentagon, by the United Nations, by the Vatican, by major institutions, even the Supreme Court. He said when he met with 83 ambassadors, because they now wanted their constitutions written in quantum grammar, which means whatever it means now, it means 10,000 years from now. You can't with the bullshit they do. But he said that each of these ambassadors admitted that their governments are at war with their own people. What this country and the population citizenry have to do is they understand our government is at war with the people. They have been. Think about this for a minute. Think about everything that the government has done in your life throughout your lifetime. It's constantly oppressive. It's new taxes, even at the lower levels. It's regulations. They have created a top-down culture that if you get elected, you tell the people how to live. You tell them this. If you need money to do projects, you increase their taxes. If you're a school board person, after they've blown decades of money, where I went to high school, $1 million stadium, they hadn't won a game in 2 or 3 years. And after they built the stadium, they couldn't even field a team to have a season. It's that kind of bullshit that goes on that makes you say, holy Mary, Mother of God, what are these? Government. Government is not serving the people anywhere. It can't. Government serves itself. And Reagan said it. It's like he said, it's kind of like a baby. It's got, you know, it's like an alimentary canal. It's got like this huge appetite on one end and a lack of responsibility on the other end. All they're doing is gathering part of your soul in whatever way. And now that they do that at the federal level, even the people at the lowest levels of local government, it's like the taxation that they want to come after you for. It's a constant oppression of, no, you can't do that. I'm like, cut the bullshit. Cut the bullshit. Right. If I don't have my creator telling me what my limitations are on this planet to live a free life, don't you tell me, because you're in a position of power. There's a couple ways this is being attacked, right? It's now being attacked. If you look at the track, I see three tracks in this country. Jason, I spent a fair amount of time with Russell J. Gold. That's one track. So you got what Michelle's doing, going after the election cycle and the process. Mickey Klein over here educated me in, like, all this is illegitimate anyway. So the entire government's illegitimate. The structure, we can't walk away from that fight. So you're going after restoring all the republics in the United States, going down that track where they've all been. Look, there's no position of power in this country that's seated inside their constitutional authority structures, i.e. state governments or their, you know, the houses of representation. They don't even exist. There's nobody seated in any of them. They're all seated in corporations, just like the U.S. government corporation. Nobody's occupying the constitutional House of Representatives or Senate in the U.S. They are serving and sitting in a corporation. That's why they serve the corp. So you have. So what do? You go after the offices in each state, right? Restore the republic, the official republic, and throw the corporation, the corporate hacks out. Now it's obviously a struggle and a battle. You go, what you're doing, Michelle, fighting inside their corrupt system. That's what Trump's doing, fighting inside a corrupt system. Over here, Mickey Klein showing people go after and restore the original republic's constitution. You throw them out. And yet, Russell J. Gold captured the flag in 99 after the third final bankruptcy of the U.S., 18 dated the post of Mass General's office, which he'd been preparing for 10 years, which when it left it open, he captured the Title IV flag, registered at the Pentagon with a patent, and go to the United Nations, registered it there. They said, well, we'd like to register your flag, but all the land's taken up. No, it's not. The United States isn't. Shows them all the documentation. They're like, wow, okay. They register it, voted on by 200 nations, the United Nations voted on 200 nations, which made him what? Commander-in-Chief, Postmaster General, etc. I've seen the documents with my own eyes that he's recognized by the U.S. Supreme Court. He's recognized as the Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court. I've seen the documents. I've seen all the documents. So here's all this legitimacy. Now, how he is in the future, I can't quite figure all that out, but he's going to, because I've been told that by sales who's high up in the structure of the quantum financial system, the U.S. Treasury, or at least their contact is very close to me. So we got these three battles, and I know with Russell, like he kind of can see Donald Trump is like doesn't want to recognize this reality. I say Trump is, if that this reality exists, which I know, Trump has got to fight them on their own grounds because they have the power. They've got the money. You've got to beat the cabal on their battlefield. And then of course we got, you know, the republics that would need to be restored, not just as a country, but each individual state. Get back to that. You know, Russell's the sheer knowledge that he has is beyond. He's a genius, first of all. This, you know, he's an alchemist, a chemist. He's a, you know, he mints on silver, this brilliant brain. He's one of the most interesting people I've ever known, but I've never known a more of a badass person on the battlefield for America. This guy, when he captured the Title IV flag, the first entity or group that signed on to him was the U.S. Navy, because now we got ships in ports all over the world. They couldn't move. They didn't have a country. So they signed on with Russell. But the simple fact is, they put him in prison and nearly beat him to death, nearly starved him to death. Yeah. He wouldn't even let them use food as leverage. He was down to like 102 pounds. And it had gone on for so long. Even the jailers, when the marshals were coming in to beat him, to knock him out over 10 months, they just said, you know what? You're done here. You're never going to break this guy. Never going to happen. So you're done beating him. Go away. And so he has this enormous respect from the clowns in America, FBI, call them bumbling idiots. It's amazing what he's done. So, but the thing of it is, for a long, long time, there are battle fronts now moving against the Titanic power structure, and they're approaching there are three different avenues. And when you look at all of it, what does it mean? We, the people, are on the rise. We, the people, are on the move. And that inspiration from the things that you've been doing, Jason, in the allopathic world, Big Pharma with what you're doing, Michelle, the elective cycle, what Russell's has accomplished and is doing, and Mickey Klan, and you know, these are just four people I'm putting out there with all of the influential people that are at this battle, bringing the weight of their energy to inspire the masses to come at it. There's no way out. I mean, like we said before, we've already won. If we won, how come we're still in a fight? We've won because we've turned the tide of energy against them. We've taken away their two most important weapons. Number one, the veil of secrecy. They're outed, and we're telling the whole world what shit bags they are. Vermin, sewer dwellers, they smell. So we're letting the world know what they are.
I love Michelle's laugh when you say that.
It's great. I just like, if people need to hear that, right? Because it's not, this is literally war. This is war. So people need to act like it. And you can use language like that because that's what these people are. They hate you. They hate everybody that's watching this show. The selected and elected elites throughout the whole country, on the left and the right. There is no left and right. Remember, it's a uniparty. It's them, the uniparty, versus we the people. Scott said it perfectly. And we need to accept that that's the world you live in, okay? And because people are like, you know, why is this happening? Time out. You never have to say why again. I'm going to give you the answer because we're going to step over that and we're going to do what the next thing is. What take action steps are you going to do something about it? So what they say, well, why did Afghanistan happen? Or why is gas so high? Or why is there no food? Like, why is this? They hate you. They hate me. They hate everybody that you have the same mindset with, and they are working to destroy this country. I just asked, so you never have to ask why again. That's the answer. Check the box. Move on. Now, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do every day? What are you willing to sacrifice every single day in order to save your own freedom and save your country and save your soul while you're at it? Because guess what? And Jesus comes back. If you don't actually have your act together and actually call him number one, and you're not praying every day, you're going to get left behind, and it's going to be one hell of a badass earth burning to the ground, rapture, whatever. And I'm telling you right now, that's why I went and got baptized on the 4th of July, so the birthday of the country. Well, I'm getting rebirthed, got myself one of these. I got a Jesus is my savior. Trump is my president hat. So I'm covered there, right? I got a new show that we started 11 weeks ago called Jesus Rocks on Wednesdays, which we're connecting current events with the truth of God. So I am covered, and I'm just encouraging more people to jump on that bandwagon. It's not only
I'm gonna let you in on a little secret, Michelle,
for the soul of yourself.
I gotta let you in on a little secret. Jesus is already back. Here he is. He came in the form of food, and I'm just kicking ass with it. That's what he came back as. That's what's happened. So
Jesus is a form of a
he's
person.
Here.
Hey, he flipped the tables, right? He flipped the money changers tables. Everyone thinks he was like just this cool, calm guy. No, he kicked the shit out of some stuff.
No, and he doesn't love everybody, right? Because if you don't obey and you don't follow,
he didn't just upset tables.
Yeah.
The guy beat asses. He didn't just pit tables over. He beat some asses, right? Yeah, anyways, we're out of time. The music is going to take over here in just a second. And when the music takes over, we're shut out. Sometimes I think they're going to just hit me with music just to kill my show sometimes at Revolution Radio. Like, guys, I need to make sure everybody knows where to find you guys. We have 2 minutes to go. Jason, where can people find you? You know, we know about Blaze TV and link up with you. How do they follow you?
You either go to bravetv.com, just like it sounds, be brave. So bravetv.com, and on Rumble, it's Brave TV. It's that simple.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's how you get to follow Dr. Jason Dean, folks. And then, of course, we have another guest here, very mild-mannered, Michelle Swinnick, and here she is. She's going to tell you how to follow her.
Yeah. So azsavesamerica.us goes directly to the campaign. So you can save the country. You can save your soul there too. 2 minutes a day. And I'm asking you to do it once a day. Tell 10 of your friends. But you can follow our show, follow the platform, our patriotic purpose-driven resource platform, everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities, is everythinghomeaboutus.com. Everythinghomeaboutus.com. You can also text the word action to 91776. Join the newsletter. We'll send you the Take Action Toolkit. And all the information is on there. You just need to read, click, and then you can literally change your life, because there's 3 shows and a whole bunch of other information. And we link to all the awesome people that are out there that you need the resources to know about, because I don't want to ever hear anyone say, I didn't know where to go and I didn't know what to do. Well, guess what? Start at everythinghomeaboutus.com, and I guarantee you, you're going to go ahead and find a bunch of new awesome resources and friends between shows, between media, between events, between just trustworthy people that you know are going to get you great information that will literally change your life. I promise.
I can tell.
Thank you both. Take action.
Go ahead, Jason. We got.
I said I can tell she has a marketing background. I can tell.
I can tell you this. I have never seen any. I've never seen anybody get out a more massive amount of information in the shortest amount of time in human history than this is a Gatling gun, folks. Michelle Swinnick
is awesome. I love it.
She's total, absolutely. It was awesome having you here. Thank on the Tipping Point tonight. And Jason Dean, as always, a pleasure. We'll be circling back around, both of you. So thanks for coming on tonight, folks. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you had another chance to listen to the Tipping Point here on Revolution Radio. And again, every Monday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern time, it is the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer raining a shitstorm down on every walking scumbag on earth that has stolen your future and also has stolen your past for many, many generations. And I can tell you this, at the end of the day, we win in a fashion that not even Satan can believe. He's going to stand back stunned and say, wow, I had no idea these people had that much power. So the ass kicking continues. We will see you next week. You guys have a great night. Scott McKay, Patriot Street Fighter on the Tipping Point Revolution Radio Warfare Platform. Have a great night, folks.
You've been listening to Everything Homes special segment, Stories Needing Sharing, with Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com.
And find us on all the major listening platforms.
Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.